the Sanford Indians. Wiggins driving baseline shot, no good. Rebound goes to number 23, Riley Hunt. She takes the rebound, puts that up and in. 31-18 now. Sanford with the lead. Canty drops that to Smith, now left wing, back to Asia Calden. And back to Smith. Smith fires for three. Correction, that's Riley Canty firing for three. Knocks that one down. And to a 16-point lead now for the Sanford Indians. Sanford Indians number one seed. Wiggins, mild upset there. But that win over Sirocco in the semifinals there. Wiggins on the attack, though. Turnaround jump shot from the baseline. No good. And Asia Calden comes down with the rebound. And drives, kicks it out, goes left-hand layup, no good, offensive board, Fawcett. Fawcett takes it back up, and Haley Fawcett is fouled. She'll head to the free throw line for two now. And again, my point totals are stats. I just getting started here for the second half there. Fawcett puts a free throw in. Third point this quarter. Fawcett lines up the second one. And second one, front rim, no good. Board pulled down there by Kennedy Kerr for Wiggins. Wiggins on the attack now with Jensen. Jensen drives baseline, kicks it out to White. White handoff to Kerr. Kerr, a little bit of a push-off, fires. Shot's no good. Offensive board, though, by Fasecki. And Fasecki's going to be fouled, and she'll head to the free throw line for two. And foul's going to go against Haley Fawcett. 35-18 now. And first free throw good there by Fasecki. 35-19 the score now. And two for two there for Fasecki. 35-20, 15-point lead. Indians on the attack now. Canty has it on the right wing, drops it to number three. Edgar down in the post there, kicks it back out to Canty. Canty fires for two. Offensive board brought down by Calden. And Calden fires for three. And three-pointer there for Asia Calden. And opening up a commanding 18-point lead now. Wiggins hesitation dribble, though. Kicks that back out there to White. And going back inside there to Thomas. Loses the handle, and that's going to go out of bounds off of Canty. Number 11, Mackenzie Reynolds, coming back in the game now for the Sanford Indians. 38-20, and Wiggins needing a bucket here there, and Sanford trying to get a stop there, trying to blow this one open there. Wiggins catches now on the perimeter there. Jensen drives in, and awkward pass there, tracked down by White. Good hustle there, taking it right up to the midline there. White going back and forth, trying to shake free from Evren Smith, and number 12, Caitlin Jensen, drives. Hits the deck there, kind of tripped. Foul's going to go against number 11, Mackenzie Reynolds. Third foul on Mackenzie Reynolds. Non-shooting foul. So they'll go from underneath Wiggins. Three-point shot fired there by White. No good, and Calden boxes out. Basically keeping Kerr from going and getting that long rebound there. Thirty-eight, ten, as Reynolds has it, top of the key. Gives to Calden. Cheyenne Calden kicks back out to Reynolds. Reynolds fires top of the key. Air ball, and Asia Calden trying to save it. Steps on the end line there on the baseline, and so that'll go back to the Tigers. Jensen brings it across the midline. Gets it to the high post there to Fasecki. Fasecki's going to turn that over. Tried to feed that down to Rachel White. And Stanford defense just kind of has Wiggins moving a little bit faster than they're comfortable doing. 38-20 the score here. 2:38 to go here in the third period. Asia Calden drives to the right wing, swings it over to Cheyenne Calden. Cheyenne Calden knocks it down for three. 21-point lead now. Their biggest of the game, 2:20 to go here as Jensen drives to the right-hand baseline and loses the handle. And timeout taken by Wiggins. 41-20 the score now, 2:13 to go in the third. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KSPK.
PK.
Nostalgia is great. Remembering awesome music, cool cars, your favorite movies. You know what you're not nostalgic for? Network speeds. If your computer network is partying like it's 1999, you need help from the computer experts at Netelligence in Alamosa. Netelligence will actually give you a free computer and network assessment, then show you how they can get your problems fixed, save money, and bring your computer speeds into this century. Make the intelligent move. Get help right now at netelligence.com.
High school sports action never sounded this good. You're on KSPK, Walsenburg, Alamosa, and Trinidad. KSPK.
And welcome back to Budweiser Event Center here in Loveland, Colorado. Number one seed Stanford Indians stretched out to a 41-20 lead there on the Wiggins Tigers. Wiggins set to inbounds from the short corner there. They get that in to Fisecki. Fisecki gets it back on the give and go. Gets to the block. Puts up the jump shot. In and out. Rebound kept alive. Reeled in there by Ashlyn Smith. And Asia Calden's going to bring it up the floor there for the Indians. Gets it back to Smith. Smith back to Cheyenne Calden. Kicks it back out to Smith. And Asia Calden drives, goes to split the defense, and it's going to be hand-checking foul against Wiggins on the drive. That's going to go against Rachel White. That's going to be her second there. And Asia Calden catches, drives down to the baseline, hesitation dribble. Kicks it back out and around, drive, shot goes up, no good, and battle for the offensive board there. Wiggins comes down with it. Tied up, though, with Asia Calden. Possession arrow in favor of Wiggins. Elbow swinging kind of dangerously there. And Wiggins on the attack now. Caitlin Jensen brings it up the floor. Gets it down to Kerr. Kerr goes inside, turnaround jump shot by White, no good, and that's going to be number 24, Epley, going over the back. .126 to go there, and Sanford on the attack once again. And Calden brings it right side. And looked like they got away with an illegal screen there. Shot goes up, no good. Board brought down there by Fisecki. And gets it up the floor there to Kerr. Kerr swings it back out. This time it goes to Jensen. Jensen drives, puts up the layup, no good. Long rebound brought down, though, by White. Gets it over to Kerr. Kerr drives baseline, puts that shot up. And number 24, Epley, getting on the floor to get the rebound. Going to be tied up, though, by the Indians. And it's going to go back to Sanford. Number 20, Riley Canny, back in the game now for the Indians. Full court pressure by Wiggins. And they give that to Canny. Wiggins trying to get them up the sideline. Versus it back to Reynolds. Reynolds back to Canty. And that's going to be Cashley Canty with the turnover there, traveling. Here's the call, so 47 seconds left. Wiggins getting some stops, just not getting very many good looks themselves as they get it into the high post there with Epley. Epley kicks that over, and athletic play there by White just to get that errant pass there. Saved what would have been a turnover, crosses over left, picks up the dribble, and she's going to hand off to Jensen. Jensen gets to the right elbow. And Jensen's looking for a backdoor cut. Finally gets there to White and throws that pass went awry there. Jensen had the right idea, but it took a second for Rachel White to read it, and so that's going to be another turnover there by the Tigers. 41-20, still the score. 20.7 seconds left to go here in the third as Riley Canty with the ball. And she's going to drop that off to Edgar, get it across the midline there, and swinging that around to Smith. Smith back to Canty. Shot fired there, 6 seconds. Rebound brought down by Wiggins. 3 seconds. Jensen fires it from midcourt there, and that's going to come up short. And at the end of three, 41-20 is our score. Sanford girls on top. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KSPK.
KSPK.
If you've been looking for someone to help make your house a home, look no further than Wright Carpet and Interiors, located at 3221 Main Street in Alamosa. Wright Carpet and Interiors offers a large inventory of floors, as well as fireplaces and stoves and Hunter Douglas window treatments. Come in today and check out their beautiful showroom, and let their experienced staff get you on the right track to creating the home of your dreams. Wright Carpet and Interiors, 719-589-3661. Or visit WrightCarpetAndInteriors.com.
Weekend warriors, coaches, and athletes might need some extra help when facing an injury. At San Luis Valley Health, our sports medicine team has experts who can help. We have athletic trainers who focus on injury prevention, a caring orthopedic team who guide you through needed surgery, as well as physical therapists who aim for the best recovery possible. They bring their expertise and attention to detail for quality health outcomes close to home. Contact Sports Med at 587-5700.
Now, back to the action on KSPK.
And we're underway here in the fourth quarter. Wiggins with the ball, goes in, gets it down to the post, and draws the foul. Straight away, Riley Hunt with a basket and a chance for the and one there. The score now. And free throw, front rim. No good. Board. And traveling is going to be the call there. Alyssa Edgar had a hold of it. Battled for the rebound. Just kind of lost her balance. Thought she might have gotten rid of it before she went down. But nonetheless goes as a traveling call. Wiggins able to get it in there to Fisecki. Fisecki gets it to Jensen in the corner there. And Sanford kind of switching the screens there. Dribble weave offense there. They get it to Fisecki. Fisecki gives to Jensen. Jensen trying to turn the corner. And Wiggins just kind of going in circles there on the perimeter. Officials letting him play pretty physical, allowing quite a bit of bumping on that. On the wing there is Hunt. Hunt gets it back over to Jensen. And Caitlin Jensen drives, and traveling is going to be the call on that. And first possession there for Wiggins. They run 42 seconds off the clock and ends in a turnover. Averyn Smith brings it up the floor there, gives to Canty. And Canty swings that over to Ashlyn Smith, back to Canty. Trying to go to the high post, though, stolen by Wiggins. And they get that up the floor there to number 15 there. Burdett gives to Jensen. Jensen looking to drive now. Goes and draws the foul off of Averyn Smith. And letting them play pretty physical on this one. And honestly, like as a former coach, stuff like that, I actually prefer that to like calling them too tight. And first free throw is good there by Caitlin Jensen. ...41-23, 18-point game now, 6:52. And Caitlin Jensen to the free throw line. And front rim on that one, no good. Good box out there by Cheyenne Calden, getting that offensive defensive rebound there. Gives it to Asia Calden. Cheyenne Calden now swings it back over. Smith fires for three. No good. Offensive board. Edgar has that stolen, though. Fisecki comes out of there with it, gives to Jensen. Jensen hesitation dribble, puts it up high off the glass. An offensive foul is the call there on Caitlin Jensen. And good defense being played by the Sanford Indians. Taking that one away. Get it to Asia Calden. And Asia Calden, pretty smart player at breaking that press there. Get that up to Smith. Smith gives it back to Calden. And Calden back to Smith. Swinging that back around to Cheyenne Calden. Calden drives, pops back out. Kicks it back out to Canty. Swing it inside there. Asia Calden catches, kicks it out. Cheyenne Calden lines up for three, fires. No good. Long rebound brought down by Wiggins. And tried to tie up there. Long rebound there. Fisecki was going for that. And Sanford Indians were stepping on the out-of-bounds line when they touched the ball. So that goes to Wiggins there. Fisecki has that on the wing. Swings that over to Burdett. Back around the horn. Now they go inside. Nice give and go. Shot doesn't go, though. And Canty comes down with the rebound. She gets it off to Calden. Calden hesitation dribble. Right side gives it back out to Canty. Canty swings it back out to Cheyenne Calden. Back to Asia Calden. Inside. Nice feed to Edgar. Lissa Edgar puts that up and in. Give the assist there to Asia Calden. And Jensen down the floor quickly, puts a shot up. No good, and Asia Calden comes out of there with it for the Indians. Right-hand side now gives it to Cheyenne Calden. She'll pull up from the elbow, jump shot. No good, rebound brought down Fisecki. And gets up the floor quickly to White. White puts that one up, and it's going to be over the back on number 15, Avery Burdett there for the Wiggins Tigers. And a couple new Tigers coming back in there. Jensen and Hunt. A lot of freshmen on this team here for Wiggins. So young team there. Calden catches, gets it across the midline. Asia Calden, the senior, of course, takes it the distance and puts that up and in. Right on cue. 45-23 now. 22-point lead for the Indians, their biggest of the game. Swinging it around there. Three-point shot on the way. In and out. Rebound brought down by Calden. Calden pushes it up the right-hand side once again. Gets it to Smith. And 4 minutes, 20 seconds left to go in this one. Calden kicks it back out to Edgar. Edgar down on the baseline. Steps through. Gives it to Canty. Canty's open top of the key. And rebound brought down by White for Wiggins. Gets it to Caitlin Jensen. Jensen drives, kind of a wild shot though. Calden brings down the board. Fifth in this half there for her. Crosses over, goes left, kicks it out to Canty. Canty swings it back over to Smith. Smith goes baseline, and blocking foul is going to be called on Kennedy Kerr there for Wiggins. Thought on the earlier drop-off, I thought that one was pretty close to being an offensive foul. And three new Sanford Indians coming back in. Number 11, Mackenzie Reynolds. Number 5, Haley Fawcett. And number 12, Smith back in the game. Smith has it, gives it over to Fawcett. Fawcett steps through, swings it over to Calden. Calden jump step, puts that through, up and in there. Asia Calden with another bucket. 7 points on my watch. And Jensen gets through, draws a foul, puts a shot up. And think that's going to be on the floor, though. Actually, that's going to be two shots coming up there for Caitlin Jensen. 1 for 2 on her last trip to the free throw. And 47-23, 24-point lead now. Jensen cuts into that. First free throw good by her. And both Asia and Cheyenne Calden coming out of the game now for the Indians. And Jensen lines up the second one. 3:25 to go in this one, so this one's shaping up kind of as advertised there. Second free throw, good. 47-25, 3:25. And Indians looking to break the press. Had that stolen, but lost it out of bounds there. Does Wiggins there. Kennedy Kerr had almost had that. And it's going to be Mackenzie Reynolds to inbounds. Swings it back around. Fawcett now gives back to Reynolds. Swings it back around there, working the perimeter. And loose ball there inside 3 minutes now. Haley Fawcett comes back with it. Loses the handle once again. And that's going to be Wiggins on the attack now, but trailing by 22. Down inside 3 minutes left. And so looking like a Stanford-Rye Thunderbolt matchup tomorrow. These teams will play at 7. Shot goes up. No good. Long rebound brought down by Mackenzie Reynolds. And gets it out to number 10. 10 brings it across the midline. And timeout taken by the Stanford Indians. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. 22-point Stanford lead. You're listening to High School Basketball brought to you by Intelligence.
High School Athletics. KSPK.
Snow Day. Nature's reminder to take some time for yourself. With a Polaris ORV, it's possible. Easily plow the driveway and beyond. Ride Command's plow mode automatically raises and lowers the plow blade as it's shifted into gear. Think of all the time you can save. And now you can go explore new hobbies thanks to your off-road Polaris vehicle. So get to Mark's Outdoor Sports in Alamosa today during our New Year's sales event. Polaris, think outside. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and ride.
Lucky Luke's LLC is an auto repair shop in La Jara that knows that it's more than just a car. It's your ride to work and your way home. It's your kid's school bus. It's your ride to church on your wedding day and your way to the hospital when that new family member arrives. It's your way to the next ball game or hot date. It's what makes that vacation possible. Lucky Luke's LLC knows it's more than just a car. It's an investment in your way of life. Call us at 719-580-2990 to schedule your next oil change or repair.
KSPK.
And welcome back. Got back underway here. Haley Fawcett draws the foul there, and that's going to be a 1-1. Seventh team foul on Wiggins. Haley Fawcett had 3 points in the third quarter and hits the front end of that free throw. So 48-25 now. 2:18 to go on this one. So far, all the seeding has gone to form. Second free throw, good as well. 49-25, so back to a 24-point lead. That matches their biggest of the game. Jensen looking to drive, lays that up, and draws the foul on Mackenzie Reynolds. And so Jensen will head back to the free throw line. She's 3-for-4 in this half. And again, Stanford looking like they're moving on to play the Thunderbolts tomorrow at 7 o'clock. First free throw, no good there by Caitlin Jensen. That game will be here at the Budweiser Arena. Kind of confusing the way they do this. They used to have just 2A at one venue and 1A at another one. This year what they're doing, it's kind of a mixed bag. Second free throw, good. 49-26 the count. Now Stanford able to get it across the midline. And number 10 has the ball there on the left-hand side there. Backs out, gives it to Cashley Canty. Back out to Fawcett. Swings it back over to number 10 again. And drops that off, gives that to Ashlyn Smith. And that's going to be a traveling call there on Stanford. That'll go back to Wiggins now. 49-26, though, 147. Jensen gets it across the midline there for the Tigers. And gives to Hunt. Hunt gives back to White. White back to Jensen. Jensen shot fake, fires from the baseline. Offensive board, Wiggins. Second shot, no good. Second offensive board there by Rachel White. And that's going to be number three, Kennedy Kerr, putting in the jump shot just inside the free throw line. 49-28, 21-point game with 1:17 to go. And Sanford, Kerr got a hold of it and saved it off of one of the Sanford players. Wiggins going to send in their second team as well, though. Big round of applause, though, from the Wiggins fans. And again, just can't say enough how grateful I am to just have these kids, you know, finishing their season on the court. Packed crowd, getting the full state basketball experience there. Wiggins working it around the perimeter. 1 minute left to go there. Tried to feed it inside. It's going to go out of bounds and back to Sanford. Most of the tickets punched so far. On the boys' side of things, Human Denver Christian on one side of it. Shot goes up, no good. And battle for the rebound. That's going to go out of bounds and back to Wiggins. 21-point lead, though, basically this one over Human Denver Christian will play tomorrow at 8:30. Sanford boys will play the winner of the next game. Foul called inside there. That one's going to go against number 15. And that's going to send Allison Thomas to the free throw line for two for Wiggins. 49-28, 52 seconds left. And first free throw good there by second free throw good. First free throw, second free throw good by Thomas. She goes two for two. 49-30 now. And number 10 brings it across the midline there for the Indians. Swings it over to number 23. And that's going to go out of bounds off of Wiggins. That's going to go back to Sanford there. And number 10 catches, drives to the corner, kicks it back out and around. Swings it over to Cashley Canty. And Sanford just working around the perimeter now. 23-point lead. Sanford working the perimeter. And down to 14 seconds, 13 seconds. And again, just kind of working the perimeter. No need to really stop the clock there. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. And final score here is going to be 49-30. Sanford Indians victorious. And they're going to move to a 7 o'clock date tomorrow with the Rye Thunderbolts there. Should be a good one. Sanford, the number one seed, advancing over number 8 seed Wiggins. Coming into this one, I thought Wiggins, with their size advantage, might be able to do some damage. But the defense of Sanford just ended up proving to be a little bit too much on this one. Going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with a post game. And then we're going to have Justin Adams on the call. He'll be bringing you the Centauri boys game from Denver. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back. You're listening to High School Basketball, brought to you by Intelligence.
KSPK.
Did you know the money you can get now for your used vehicle is through the roof? Spradley Chevrolet is stepping up big time with 30% more for your trade. It's time to go big. Trade up, way up. Still owe on your trade? No problem. Spradley Chevrolet will pay it off. The time to trade is now. You're sitting on a gold mine. What are you waiting for? It doesn't get any better. 30% more for your trade at Spradley Chevrolet in Pueblo or at Spradley.com.
Valley Educators Credit Union has been serving education since 1959. We are member-owned and work to help you. And not just teachers, but all staff of any educational institution, from Head Start to college. And now students can become a member, too. Once a member, always a member, even if you finish with school or retire. We offer all the same things banks can, but with lower interest. Valley Educators Credit Union, it's a cooperative thing. Located at 910 Main Street in the Red Dome Building. Or call us at 719-589-6535.
I'll check the caller ID. Don't answer that.
Oh, it's the bank calling again, isn't it?
3 months behind on our house payments. If we don't make a payment, they're going to foreclose.
What are we going to do?
Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Don't sit around and wait for the foreclosure sale. Call Brenda S. Getz, PC, Attorney at Law, to discuss your options. Brenda has helped many people avoid foreclosure and stay in their home with a Chapter 13 bankruptcy. Call 1-888-438-9529 or 719-738-6304 today to see if bankruptcy is the right option for you. Brenda S. Getz, PC, is a federally designated debt relief agency. Call 1-888-438-9529 or 719-738-6304.
Are you looking to buy or sell your home in the San Luis Valley? Then let Colorado Realty and Land help guide you through the process. Colorado Realty and Land has been serving the San Luis Valley for over 30 years. Their agents are experienced professionals and can help you with your little slice of prime real estate heaven. Give us a call at 719-589-0770 or stop by at 1424 Main Street in Alamosa.
More high school athletics on KSPK.
And once again, final score here from the Budweiser Event Center. Sanford girls on top of Wiggins by the score of 49-30. So a 19-point win there for the number one seed Sanford Indians. They'll advance into the semifinal four tomorrow. They'll go up against the Rye Thunderbolts there at 7. Going to do a quick recap, though, on all the games so far. I don't have the full stats on this game anywhere. I got here right before halftime, coming over from the Sierra Grande basketball game over at UNC. So I wasn't able to get the first half in, but got to see some good basketball here in the second half. So going to do a quick recap. Of course, Sierra Grande won 62-52 over Dove Creek. And so they'll advance into the semifinal. They'll take on the winner of Caprock Academy and McClave. And then on the other side of things, Granada advances, but Marino comes up with the one-point upset over Evangelical Christian by the score of 38-37. So one Cinderella story still alive there in the form of the Marino Rams. One of those two will play. And again, Sierra Grande waiting for the winner of Caprock Academy and McClave. On the girls' side of things, Sangre de Cristo girls coming up short there against Fleming by the score of 43-30. And so they'll go up against number 8 seed Lone Star tomorrow at 8:45 a.m. Winner there will get to play for the Consolation Championship. And then on the 2A boys side of things. And let me just refresh that real quick. Yuma advanced by the score of 63-42 over Lotus School for Excellence there. And they'll take on number 4 seed Denver Christian. Denver Christian winning a close one, 53-51 over Ray. Sanford winning 43-36 over Peyton, and they'll take the winner of the game that's just getting ready to start up here between Lyman and Crowley County. And then on the girls' side of things in the 2A bracket, everything going to seed as far as that goes. Number 1 seed Sanford's going to take on number 4 seed Thunderbolts at 4 o'clock, and then on the 2 and the 3, it's going to be Holyoke and Lyman playing each other on that one as well. So down to the final four. Everything's getting good. It's getting exciting here. Not done for tonight, though. You can't dare go anywhere. The Centauri boys getting ready to take the court here. We're going to send it over to Justin next, but we're going to take a little break in between. This is TJ Blacker signing off for KSPK. And take it away there, Justin. Good luck, Centauri Falcons.
High School Athletics, KSPK.
Nostalgia is great.